I'm afraid Marvin is having trouble putting on his dressing gown at the moment. Please listen to the following message, and he will be sure not to get back to you or come to any of your stinking parties in the near future. And before I forget, this week's program contains material that some may find very offensive. It is in no way meant to be taken seriously, and Marvin's suicide does not endorse any of the views expressed in the potentially offensive area of the program. And no, the offensive area in question is not my crotch. You dirty perverts.
Take a Mexican. Take a damn nigger. Take a spick and a greaser and a chinko. You sure you get to India? Get you Mickey. You and a hippie, yeah. Take your Mexican, your nigger, your Jew and your chinko, Indian your pinky, and your pinko. I say get the niggers and the chinkos, kick out the pinkos, get the Indians and the hippies. And the poles. Get the damn niggas. Get the Jews. Get the Polacks. And get the hippies. Get all the Mickeys. The blokes. The crowdy wildies. Slant eye greasers. And wimpy Mexicans. Get the hippies, get the damn niggas. I say get the Jews, but especially get the damn niggas. Get the niggas, get the Jews, get the Polacks, get the wimpies, get Mexicans, get the hippies, and you get them all in one big bunch. I say we get them all in one big area. We get them all kind of in one big area. We got the hippies, the Mexicans, the Indians, the Mickeys, the Jews, and the hippies, and the niggas, and the slant eyes, and the waffles, and the greasy slickies, and the blokies, the krauts, the Spanishes, all them dark motherfucking oriental wapo bastards, all them Korean slant-eyed flap faces, all them Eskimo round pumpkin pie looking people. You take every goddamn one of them, I say we get them in all in one big damn area. I think you ought to give them. I'd even like to see them. I'd like to see them just fight it fucking out with clubs and guns and knives and shit. I'd like for it just to be chains and bazookas and grenades free for everybody. I say have a kind of a giveaway program where you just give away chains, knives, ice picks, straight razors, bottles, brick bats, baseball bats, chains and big kind of slanted jagging looking things. And I say you just give away guns, you give away shotguns, pump action, give away all your automatic shotguns and all your over and under models, and give away all the double barrels, give away all the goddamn pistols you got, give away side loaders and automatic clip loads and shoot 'em backs and Saturday night specials and big Colt 45s and musket loaders. I could give them all away. You got a store where you can just come up and you get any kind of damn thing you want. You also kind of got a knife department over there where you got every kind of thing there is to cut and slash with, and you give them away. I'd like to see them, everyone just come on and get them. I'd like to see the damn Indians and the niggas fighting it out. I'd like to see the damn Mexicans fighting it out with the Puerto Ricans. I'd like to see the damn niggas fighting it out with the whites. I want to see the Mickeys fighting it out with the blokies. Oh, yeah. I want to see the Arabs and the Israelis getting it on. I just wish they could be just one goddamn big motherfucking free-for-all. Shoot up, kill them, bang, stab them, crush, slice, kill, eat, motherfucking boiling oil with catapults, throwing rocks and grenades and shit and undercover shit where you blow crap up and put secret things in people's and kind of fuck their fucking cars up, man, with them in them. I say that I want to see knife cutting and slicing and chopping and cutting and blowing up. Well, yeah, you can kind of see it, man. We're going to solve all these goddamn problems. Yeah, I figure out the quickest goddamn way is just to have a free-for-all weapon giveaway program. It's like a government program, one of them giveaway programs that said this time we don't give away no welfare to the niggas. The niggas don't get no more free welfare. The whiteys don't keep the capitalist thing going no more. The niggas are like that part of it. Puerto Ricans don't get no more handout. Criminal heroin dealing Mexican bastards don't get no more free giveaway programs. No. We ain't gonna send no more of their Oriental, Korean, slant eye, greaser, Jew, whoppos, sorry bastards. Some of them they got over in there. I think you know the ones I'm talking about. They all of them goddamn pinko weirdos. I say we just come up with give weapons away. We give a goddamn weapon, say everybody wants to come up. We got the guns, the knives, the bludgeons, the killers, the catapults, the goddamn bazookas, grenades, whatever you feel like you're capable of using. A complete free-for-all team up with your buddy but kill your friend type deal. I say we just goddamn come out and just see who's the fucking goddamn best at it, who's gonna come out alive. I say we come up with some goddamn coalition, just get it all over at one big time, start this whole goddamn thing over and tired of fucking with it. I say we just started all the goddamn over somehow. I'm tired of fucking with it. I say we get the Jews, the Pinkos, the goddamn Mexicans, the hippies, the fucking Jew greasers, the Koreans, the goddamn slant eyes, the pig bastard African nigger transplants we got in the South, the goddamn original African aborigine stupid long-lipped motherfucking bastards. We get all the goddamn Arab slant-eyed Turkish slinky motherfuckers riding the goddamn camels and eating cow dung and dates. We get all the Israeli big-nosed, fat-lipped, Jew-looking, greaser, wimp bastard Jews.
Get them all together. Get all them goddamn little Indian motherfuckers they got over in Bombay, little starving, scrawny shit asses that ain't worth a goddamn to the whole culture of the world. All they're doing is just sitting and having babies and eating goddamn free grain from the United States of America that we had to grow, and we're sending it to them poor, sorry, white, fucking nigger, bastard, crew, reezer, son of a bitches. I say we get them all together into the Eskimos and them slant-eyed mothers. I say we get it all going. I say give our clubs and give our guns and give our knives and ice picks and every goddamn kind of grenade, bazooka and tank, anti-aircraft and motherfucking instructions. I say this free instructions to everybody on karate, sabotage, anarchism, every goddamn thing that could be. I say this free lessons from the time you're two on how to do everything that is potentially to kill another person. I believe you know how to kill other persons. You got to know how to kill other body cities. You got to know how to blow up cars. You got to know how to do all that shit. You got to know a little bit about it. You better know a lot about it if you want to survive. That's the way it should have to be. The only person that survives is the one who goddamn killed the other guy. Law of the land. Just let it become law of the land. I say we pass it out for them. And I think if they pass them out, I'm going to be one of the ones that live. And you're going to be one of the ones that are going to die.
Unfortunately, I'm still not here, but I've linked up my head to my computer's brain through a mobile phone, just like the good old days. This way, although I'm not actually here, I am. Do you see what I mean? Starting off this little sauce pot of a program was Eric Gallen with Notre Dame. Go to comfortstand.com and look for Sound Field Furrows. Next, Fight It Out by Jim Roche. From Learning to Count, go to yourbu.com for information. And lastly, Parlor Vox Box from Swingin' Single by Messa Chops. Another hundredly from comfortstand.com. If you want to touch me there, you can. But just don't expect me to enjoy it. Thank you.
Hello, this is MarvinSuicide.org. We're glad you're here because we're going to do some really great stuff, baby. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, baby? Yeah. I don't know why I'm doing Austin Powers. I can't do Austin Powers and I can't do Marvin Suicide either, you know? I suck. I'm Dave from Chub Creek and you're listening to MarvinSuicide.org. The man with the sexiest wife in all England.
And I mean that, too. I heard her voice. And Marvin, can I have a picture, please? Please?
Has anyone ever tried a Jif Fizz? It's like a Buck's Fizz, but made with a maitre-d's semen. It's supposed to be really healthy for you, but I just drink it for the taste. Two time on the rewind, Barefoot Girl Pebble Road, from Soda Fountain, by Twizzle, at guess where? Comfortstand.com. Then, Psycho Dump, by Quark. From the Immiscible EP, it's located at www.1.9.ca. And the cherry on the top was Untitled 01 by Mr. Incognito. That one is on phonocake.org. Track listings are on the web chisel and a big chili chisel for all the mindless drizzle. Cheery bye, wankers.